Windows get two free. Windownation.com. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
Okay, Bob, let's go to Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Nice evening out with just some scattered clouds. Temperatures will drop from the 70s to the 60s. Now, by morning, we'll be mostly cloudy. We'll start out between 45 and 52 degrees. It's going to be dry for the morning rush, but starting at lunchtime, expect some showers until 11 p.m. Highs in the upper 60s. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
DuPont Circle is at 56. Germantown, 56. Annandale 60. Some parts of our area could be down to 46 overnight.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up, we have breaking news as Israel has launched a retaliatory missile strike on at least one site inside Iran. The latest from CBS on the way. A full jury chosen for former President Trump's hush money trial in New York. They still must choose several alternates. Zach Schoenfeld of The Hill was in the courtroom today. We'll get his update at 11:15.
The student claimed it was fiction, but police believe it was instead a school shooting plot. I'm Mike Marilla.
A hit and run near the National Mall last year left a tourist dead. Now a D.C. man has been indicted in the case. Close call between a couple of planes at Reagan National. It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A developing story out of the Middle East. Two U.S. officials confirmed to CBS News that an Israeli missile has hit Iran. According to the BBC's David Harper,
reports from Iran say that explosions have been heard in the center of the country. The Fars News Agency has reported a blast in the city of Esfahan, close to the airport.
The Associated Press reports that Iran has grounded commercial aircraft across a wide swath of the country as air defense systems fire amid reported explosions. Israeli defense forces tell CBS News they don't have a comment at this time. All 12 jurors are selected for former President Donald Trump's New York City criminal trial. More from CBS's Michael George.
Trump is charged with falsifying business records to hide an alleged affair with adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 presidential election. He faces 34 charges and denies any wrongdoing.
You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted.
Trump spoke to reporters as he leafed through news headlines about the case that marks the first time a former president faces criminal prosecution.
The whole world is watching this hoax.
Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records as part of an alleged scheme to bury stories he feared could hurt his 2016 campaign. President Biden lands the endorsement of the Kennedy family during a campaign event in Philadelphia. CBS's Weijia Zhang has more on the public push to make it a two-person race, which RFK Jr.'s brother is looking to personally settle.
Former Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy II said he would encourage his brother to drop out.
We cannot do anything that in any way strips even one vote from President Biden.
President Biden says he's thankful for the Kennedy family endorsement. New York police have removed a pro-Palestinian protest encampment at Columbia University and arrested dozens of people. Odyssey New York's Mac Rosenberg was on the campus.
Students refused several warnings from school officials to remove pro-Palestinian tents, so police cleared them out. The protest continued with police in riot gear watching demonstrators who were shouting at them.
The message here is that we should demand this immediate ceasefire.
I've just saw three blocks of police walk next to this. This is not that large a group to have that many police here.
Mac Rosenberg for CBS News, Columbia University.
Sales of previously occupied homes fell 4.3% in March from the previous month due to higher mortgage rates and rising prices. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 11:03 here on WTOP on this April 18th, 2024. Thursday night, our temperature 56 in D.C. Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top stories we're following this hour.
Breaking news on WTOP.
Just want to reiterate all we've learned in the past hour, that Israel has launched at least one airstrike into Iran to retaliate for last weekend's rocket and drone attacks. No word yet on any casualties on the ground, any damage, but we are working to get that information. We have also learned that commercial air travel around that part of Iran, the western part especially, has been suspended for now. That is affecting various Iranian cities. We'll keep you updated as more information comes in, more updates and analysis throughout the night and early morning here on WTOP. Our top local story this hour is out of Rockville. An 18-year-old Wooten High School student is under arrest after police found that they had a long manifesto, nearly 130 pages. WTOP's Mike Murillo reports the writing described shooting up a high school or even an elementary school.
18-year-old Andrea Ia, who goes by Alex, is a Wooten High School student, and his arrest comes after police were tipped off to a Google document he authored, which investigators say was about a transgender Asian student who wanted to shoot up his high school. While the first page of the Google doc claimed the details in the writings were fictional, police believed many of the places and situations matched closely to the student from Rockville. According to court documents, the student has been hospitalized for threatening to shoot up his school in the past, along with having thoughts of suicide. The 129-page document had lines about how the character wanted to become famous or infamous, and how the character also considered shooting up their former elementary school because, quote, little kids make easier targets, unquote. The document gave police enough to search the teen's home and devices. They found Google searches into mass shootings and social media chats where he talks about school shootings and wanting to be a serial killer. The student is charged with making a threat of mass violence, and security has been stepped up around schools, including Wooten, after the arrest. Montgomery County Public Schools says the student has been learning virtually only since 2022. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
You may remember that hit and run outside the White House. This would have been in July of last year. A pedestrian was killed. Today, the D.C. man behind the wheel of the car was indicted by a grand jury. 33-year-old Benjamin Robertson is charged with second-degree murder of a senior citizen, assault with a dangerous weapon, fleeing law enforcement, and other charges. Police say Robertson was racing away from Secret Service officers who were trying to stop him at the intersection of 17th and Constitution when he hit 75-year-old Bing Wong and his 13-year-old granddaughter. Wong had been visiting family from Philadelphia. He later died. His granddaughter was injured. We're learning more about a crash in Fairfax County from early today involving a school bus. Three people were taken to the hospital after the bus crashed into a Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles building. It happened in Fairfax at the intersection of Braddock and Burke Station Roads. WTOP's Nick Iannelli reports from the scene.
The three who had to be taken to the hospital include the school bus driver and two kids. All are expected to be okay. Fairfax County police say the bus driver swerved and crashed into the DMV building after a second vehicle failed to yield. The driver of that other vehicle was given a ticket for failing to yield. There's damage to the DMV building, a big dent in the wall where the bus hit, and when some DMV customers showed up today hoping to take care of some business, they were surprised to find that the building had been closed.
It's unexpected. I just found out when I got here, so I wish I knew this a little sooner. I'll probably have to take off another day and come back.
In Fairfax County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
You will have to check your speed if you're driving along this busy roadway in Montgomery County. The speed limit is dropping after a deadly pedestrian crash there late last year. The story from WTOP's Scott Gelman.
Right now, the speed limit here along a busy stretch of westbound Veers Mill Road in Twin Brook is 40. But Eric Florence with the Maryland State Highway Administration says it's being lowered.
There's data supporting reducing the speed limit down to 35 in the westbound direction as well.
Some of that data comes from a speed study. It found that many drivers here are usually going around 45. The speed limit change is for the stretch between Edmonston Drive and Twin Brook Parkway.
When you have vehicles driving faster than the posted speed, it's because the character of the roadway suggests to them that they can safely drive that speed.
As part of a resurfacing project here, the lanes are getting smaller. Florence is expecting that to force drivers to slow down too. Last December, a pedestrian crossing the street here near Atlantic Avenue was hit and killed. In Rockville, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Close call at Reagan National Airport today. A JetBlue plane and a Southwest Airlines plane nearly collided on a runway. This was about 7:30 a.m.
Stop. We were cleared to cross runway 4.
That's air traffic control audio from liveatc.net. John Nance, aviation analyst for ABC News and Good Morning America, joined us earlier here on WTOP to talk about a catastrophe that was avoided.
Fortunately, the backup systems here worked. The cooperation between the pilots, the air traffic controller, and her very urgent and clear instruction to stop, which, by the way, you don't hear that tone of voice very often in air traffic control. So this one is going to take some study, but by the same token, we're dealing with human error, and that is not a matter of negligence. In most cases, it's usually a matter of simply saturation.
The FAA is still investigating, but John Nance tells us tonight on WTOP those aircraft were only two plane lengths apart, not very much at all in the aviation world. We've got traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
I'm John Morgan. When you call Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, your very own army springs into action immediately, 24/7. Our investigators, legal staff, and over 900 lawyers work together to fight to get you the best result as quickly and easily as possible. Insurance companies know who we are, and now you know it too. This firm was built for greatness. This firm was built for you. Injured? Call your army. We're ready to roll. Morgan & Morgan. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Let's go to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dimitri. Well, right on time, they shut down the Wilson Bridge for the first of many times in the overnight hours for the maintenance activity. The bridge deck has been lowered back into place, but the crossbars are still down, so traffic's still not moving either side of the beltway between Maryland and in Virginia. But it should be just a few more seconds before that does reopen. Again, the crossbar's still down. Also dealing with some delays on the beltway interloop in Virginia. This is because of road work on the approach to the Springfield interchange. And also just after the Springfield interchange, only one lane is getting by, or I should say the left side is getting by. The right side is blocked, and we are seeing delays coming over from Springfield. However, by the time you get up to Braddock Road, you're back into the clear. Accident reported out in Fairfax County. U.S. 29 at Trinity Parkway in Centerville. Watch out for responding units. Might want to avoid that area a little bit if you can. 95 southbound at Centerport Parkway, right lane blocked by the work zone. Northbound 95 at Virginia 3 Plank Road. You've got the left side, yeah, the left lane getting by, I should say, getting by that work zone. Right side is closed, and this continues up to Warrenton Road, U.S. 17. In the district, on the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound, between the freeway and Massachusetts Avenue, you've got the left side blocked because of the road work. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
And still ahead here on WTOP, another side effect from these new weight loss drugs? Babies. Now we go to 7 News First Alert. Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
Scattered clouds today, but toasty, warm. We're close to 80 degrees earlier today. Now this evening, our temperatures will drop into the lower 70s and 60s. And it's going to be dry through your evening, as well as your overnight and even early Friday morning. But clouds will be moving in. We'll turn mostly cloudy and be that way for first thing Friday. So back to a gray start for us. Temperatures 45 to 52 degrees for Friday morning and just under 70 degrees for Friday afternoon, with scattered showers from 1 p.m. just past 11 p.m. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
DuPont Circle at 56, Germantown 57, Annandale 60. Some parts of our area could fall to 46 overnight. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news every half hour, 10 and 40 past. Let's go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Airlines are anticipating full planes this summer and say demand is high for first class and premium seats. Bloomberg says there may be another side effect from weight loss drugs. Several with infertility issues have reported getting pregnant. D.C. street taco restaurant Taqueria Sochi is opening by the ballpark at the Yards this summer, its third D.C. location. The Dow gained 22 points Thursday. The Nasdaq lost 82. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Let's check out what the Asia Pacific markets are doing. They haven't been doing very well, and that trend continues. Tokyo stocks are down almost 3.5%. South Korea's KOSPI down 3%. Hong Kong down 2%. Still to come here on WTOP, we now have confirmation from several sources that Israel has attacked Iran. Explosions are reported. We'll keep you updated with special reports and some analysis just a little later in the hour. Meantime, we're going to talk about Donald Trump's hush money trial and how a jury has been seated. They've got 12 members, one alternate, but they still need to find a few more alternates before they can begin with opening arguments. More about that with Zach Schoenfeld, who covers the trial for The Hill, coming next.
Warman Home Care has served our local Maryland and Virginia community for more than 3 decades. You probably already know Warman as the warm and caring family-owned company that provides in-home care to seniors. But you may not know all the services we provide to make your aging loved one more safe and comfortable in their own home, including personal care like help with bathing, grooming, toileting, and getting dressed, medication reminders, meal preparation, education, mobility assistance, fall prevention, light housekeeping, laundry, social support and companionship, hospice support, transportation to doctor's appointments, and even running errands. At Warm and Home Care, our care plans are custom designed so we can make sure your loved one gets assistance with their daily routine while remaining safe and happy in their own home. In fact, we've been providing happiness at home to families just like yours for over 30 years. Learn more at warmandhomecare.com.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
WTOP is better than Waze when it comes to traffic. I simply love WTOP traffic as the number one source for me.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 11:14. We're glad to have you with us here on WTOP tonight. A jury of 12 people has now been seated in former President Trump's hush money trial in New York. Most alternates must still now be selected. That is expected to happen tomorrow. The rapid progress moves the case closer to opening statements and weeks of testimony in a case charging Mr. Trump with falsifying business records to suppress stories about his sex life in the final days of the 2016 election. At one point today, it looked like one step forward, two steps back. A couple of jurors were removed from the panel, and now suddenly we have an entire jury sworn in, plus an alternate. Zach Schoenfeld, courts and legal reporter for The Hill, joined us earlier to discuss what happened.
We walked in this morning having already seven jurors selected, but in the first few hours of the proceedings, two of the jurors who had already been selected were excused. The first juror said that after going through the selection process earlier this week, based on descriptions of her that had been published in various media outlets, she said that some of her family and friends had begun to question whether she was, in fact, that juror. And she said because of all of that outside influence, she just felt that she could not be impartial, which in the judge's view are the magic words, basically, to get you excused. So that happened. And then we had a second juror get excused who seemed to have a bit of a more complicated story. Prosecutors accused him of maybe saying some false things when he was filling out the questionnaire earlier. So we did lose two jurors, but we are now ending the day with a full jury of 12 people. And now we just need to select five more alternates.
I'm wondering if past is prologue, whether, you know, you come in tomorrow and there's more shakiness. Nobody can say for sure. Sure, but maybe they've been a little more careful in their selection today.
You know, never say never, but I will say, you know, I think compared to the first day of jury selection, compared to the jurors who are going through the screening process today and had, you know, seen some of what had happened over the last few days, you know, I think there were some prospective jurors who seemed to kind of be a little bit more cautious as they were going through the process and some of the answers that they were giving in open court. You know, I'll say some people, as they were talking about their jobs and where they were working, they seemed to be a little bit evasive on just some of the specifics. Potentially there, I think, you know, to not get some of that details out in open court and out into public view. So, you know, there still could be another curveball that comes tomorrow, but assuming that doesn't happen, the judge thinks we're on track for jury selection to finish tomorrow and then opening statements beginning Monday morning.
In some of the statements, the jurors have suggested they actually don't follow the news that closely or don't follow Donald Trump that closely, but it really is, as far as a public figure, it's inescapable. Everybody knows about him.
That's right. Some of them don't know the details about this case, but all seem to know the defendant who is sitting at that counsel table. And a lot of the questioning today of these prospective jurors focused on, you know, their political views and if they had personal opinions of Trump or opinions about his politics. And so we saw, you know, a lot of jurors, as you might expect here in Manhattan, say that they were no fans of the former president's politics. But a lot of the jurors selected, they all gave their assurances to the judge that even if they might disagree with the former president on policy, they said that in their view, they can hold it, put it aside, and deliver a fair and impartial jury. Of course, Donald Trump has disagreed with that, saying he can't get a fair trial here in New York City, but the judges denied those motions, and this trial is moving forward.
Zach Schoenfeld, courts and legal reporter for The Hill, with the latest on the Trump hush money trial in New York. We'll keep you updated tonight and tomorrow on WTOP. Quick look at the top stories we're working on. Breaking news, Israel has launched at least one airstrike into Iran to retaliate for last weekend's rocket and drone attacks. An expert on Iran will join us live at 11:30. A vote on aid to Ukraine, Israel, and elsewhere expected in the U.S. House this weekend. That is despite the fact that Mike Johnson may lose his speakership over this. There was a close call between two passenger planes at Reagan National earlier today. Keep it here for full details. Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Let's get back to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dimitri. Well, the Wilson Bridge is now open again. Traffic is moving either side between Maryland and Virginia. However, we can expect it to be shut down later on in the overnight hours at various times. These closures usually only last about 5 or 10 minutes, but they are scheduled throughout the overnight hours until 5 o'clock. Taking a look at the Beltway in Virginia, just south of the American Legion Bridge, it looks like there is a work zone back in place tonight, but only on the outer loop. It looks like lanes to the left are blocked. Traffic getting by in the far right lane as you make your way south of the George Washington Memorial Parkway. By the time you get to the Georgetown Pike, it looks like traffic is open again. It looks like the lane's open again, and there's just a brief delay on the Beltway's outer loop as you come south of the American Legion Bridge to this work zone. Not seeing any work zones on the inner loop in that general area, with traffic moving at a steady pace coming north of the toll road heading to the American Legion Bridge. Up in Montgomery County, we got big delays on northbound 270. The work zone is just after 124 at Montgomery Village Avenue. The right side is blocked. We're seeing some fairly solid delays on the northbound side of 270 as you head up in from Montgomery County into Frederick County. Again, this is because of the road work. Finch AI, driving smarter decisions and increasing productivity at speed and scale. Learn more at FinchAI.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Next, we go to Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
After a delightful afternoon, we are going to see clouds start to move back in, but that's going to be very late this evening after about 11 p.m. We have temperatures that will continue to drop down into the 60s by late evening. And then for tomorrow, cloud cover expected around the area with some scattered showers from about 1 p.m. till 11 p.m. Temperatures will start out between 45 and 52 degrees and rise into the mid to upper 60s, about 65 to 69 for your afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Alexandria 58, Penn Quarter 58, and Columbia 53 degrees. Some parts of our area down to the middle 40s overnight. We're brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. We are following breaking news in the Middle East tonight, a retaliatory airstrike from Israel to Iran. We've got the latest throughout the hour here on WTOP and throughout the early morning hours on your breaking news, traffic, and weather station. Stay with us.
When we made our McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
And get money mouth face emoji with two orders of crispy, irresistible 10-piece McNuggets, spicy or classic, for just $6. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. It's 11:22.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com.
Whether it's food for meetings or company events, Easy Cater has everything you need to make food for work work. And that means all you have to do is sit back and take credit.
Wow, a vegan and a meat lover taco bar? Jill, you're the best.
Oh, all I did was use Easy Cater.
Take the credit, Jill.
Well, I guess I sort of...
Take it.
Invented taco bars.
Too far, Jill. Too far. Easy Cater has everything you need to make food for work work. 100,000 restaurants, one platform. Order 24/7 at easycater.com.
Breaking news on WTOP.
Israel retaliates tonight. A senior U.S. official is telling ABC News that Israeli missiles have hit at least one site inside Iran this evening.
This is a neighborhood, as one U.S. official described it to me, where if you are punched, you feel like you have to punch back. And that's clearly what Israel did. It is not in the exact proportion to what Iran did on Saturday, but this is the exact kind of response that Iran has been warning Israel not to do, saying that if Israel did strike anywhere in Iran or any of its other sites, that the response would be immediate, it would be harsh.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv. No reports yet on casualties. We'll have another special report coming up in a few minutes, plus some analysis live from an expert on Iran. Fired Loudoun County School Superintendent Scott Ziegler will have to stand trial. You'll remember last month a judge set aside a misdemeanor conviction for Ziegler. A jury found him guilty of illegally retaliating after he fired a special education teacher over her testimony to a special grand jury investigating the school system's handling of a pair of sexual assaults by the same student at different schools. The new trial is set for February. Ziegler's lawyer says she is considering all options for an appeal. More than 30,000 vehicles used to cross Baltimore's Key Bridge every day. Since its collapse, drivers around the region, of course, have been forced to adjust. WTOP's John Doman tells us the impact is being felt up and down the Northeast Corridor.
With the loss of the Key Bridge around Baltimore, that means more traffic has to drive through that city. Maryland State Highway says since the collapse of the bridge last month, traffic through the Fort McHenry Tunnel along I-95 is up by about 11%. The 895 Harbor Tunnel right next to it has seen a 9% increase in traffic at the same time. Those tunnels already did about triple and double the volume of traffic along the Key Bridge, but trucks carrying hazardous materials aren't allowed inside of them. As a result, they're driving all the way around the Baltimore Beltway now. The stretch of 695 between I-70 and I-95 is seeing about 7% more trucks now as a result of the bridge collapse. John Dome in WTOP News.
It's 11:25.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
We have Frank Hanrahan.
For the Washington Commanders, it really is a clean slate. Second year new owner, first year in a new general manager in Adam Peters. And his first big decision comes next Thursday night. NFL draft for Detroit, Michigan. Number 2 overall selection. Likely going to go with a quarterback. So Peters was asked, what's he looking for in a QB?
One is leadership, being yourself and leading in your own way, doing things the right way, coming in early, staying late, challenging your teammates, but in the right way because you've earned their trust, because they respect you, because you know they have your back.
Capitals open up their playoff series with the Rangers in New York Sunday at 3 o'clock.